Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
What's up, y'all? Welcome or welcome back if you are rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show, and it is time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Today, we've got an incredibly exciting guest. His name is David Sirota. And for those of you who may not be familiar with him, David is a man of many talents. With an incredibly impressive background, he's been a celebrated journalist for decades. He's had a long career working in politics. But most recently, he's been a senior advisor and speech writer for Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign. Since then, he's been nominated for an Academy Award for co-writing Don't Look Up, Netflix's second largest movie ever. And he is now the founder and editor-in-chief of The Lever, an investigative news outlet dedicated to exposing corruption in America, one of my favorite pastimes as well. So excited to have you here, David, to talk about, again, the word of the day on my show is bombshell, your bombshell new report about this obscure tax loophole that I guarantee all of you, you've never heard of, that is going to be available to Elon Musk if Donald Trump appoints him, you know, as like the efficiency czar in his cabinet in some newfangled sort of role, or like Treasury Secretary, God knows what. So, David, welcome. Thank you for making time. Tell us about this piece that just came out in The Lever. What kind of tax break would Musk be looking at?
Well, thanks for having me. So here's how it works. In 1989, the George H.W. Bush administration slipped a provision into the tax code that basically says that if somebody comes into government, a wealthy person comes into government, and the ethics rules, the laws, say you have to divest your current holdings in order to eliminate conflicts of interest in your new government job, you get to defer all taxes on the sale of those assets essentially indefinitely, if not permanently. So now run that process through the Elon Musk appointment. And to be clear, the Elon Musk appointment is not some theoretical idea. I mean, Donald Trump has promised to appoint Elon Musk at one point, alluding to maybe a cabinet secretary, but certainly a job overseeing the effort to make the government more efficient, which is, of course, a direct conflict of interest with Elon Musk's businesses, considering that SpaceX and Tesla have massive government contracts. Right. The idea that there would be a conflict there, that's just a fact, right?
Yeah,
a guy
that's a given.
whose job is to audit the government and figure out what more government services to privatize, if that person also is a government contractor that could get more contracts off the privatization, okay, that's a conflict. So if you run this scenario out, Elon Musk gets appointed, the ethics laws say, hey, you can't have this job unless you divest your holdings in things that create conflicts. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, could be given this tax deferral that's available only to government officials, which would end up being the largest tax break in the history of the United States of America, the largest tax break for one single person. So we're not just talking about Donald Trump gets elected and then like he cuts taxes for all billionaires. We're talking about a special tax break for one person, Elon Musk. There's been a lot of questions. Why is Elon Musk bankrolling the super PAC to help Donald Trump? Like, what's that all about? It's like, it's staring us all right in the face.
Yeah, it is literally quid pro quo at the highest and most clear. Like, when you define corruption, if you asked like a kid taking civics class in high school to define corruption, this is basically what they would explain to you. Buying political favors, unbelievable. What are we looking at here? Like, how much could he actually save?
I mean, it depends on what he would say he bought the original stock for, right? That's what capital gains is.
Yes.
It's the difference between what you bought it for and what you sell it at. But presumably he bought Tesla stock, owns SpaceX stock at a relatively low price. Now it is, those companies now have huge government contracts, so they're worth a lot of money. The gain would be huge, and he wouldn't have to pay on the gain. Now, the other scenario that could happen, I could certainly foresee happening, is that Elon Musk doesn't want to have to sell his companies, sell his assets, while also having a job that helps him enrich his companies, having a job that there is a conflict of interest.
Yeah, why sell it if you're just about to make it more valuable through trading on your conflict of interest?
Sure.
Makes perfect sense, David.
So the way you get around that is you somehow get the Office of Government Ethics, which is the law enforcement agency that enforces government ethics laws. You get the Office of Government Ethics to look somewhere else, look away, issue you a waiver. Now, you might say, well, why would that happen? How could that happen? Well, guess what? The head of the Office of Government Ethics is a five-year term. It's designed to be a five-year term to sort of not be on the same track as the presidential administrations. The head of the Office of Government Ethics, it's vacant right now. There is a nominee in the Senate right now that's been waiting for approval. The nomination has been blocked by the Senate Republicans. One Senate Republican stood up on the floor of the Senate to say, we need to wait until after the election. The implication being, if Donald Trump wins, we effectively want Donald Trump to be able to choose his own policeman. That if he chooses his own policeman, now you can imagine that new Donald Trump crony appointing someone who says, you know what, I'll issue Elon Musk a waiver. We won't enforce the ethics laws when it comes to Elon Musk or anyone else the president doesn't want us to enforce it on. And thus, these people get to be in positions of government power with clear conflicts of interest, and the cops on the beat essentially in on the deal.
To summarize, Donald Trump has promised Elon Musk a cabinet position, which would trigger a tax break that would be the largest tax break, I'm going to go with like maybe ever in history, but certainly in the United States, for a single billionaire that already reaped billions in tax breaks from Donald Trump's 2017 tax cut for billionaires and corporations. And maybe he won't even have to sell it because the Republicans in the Senate have blocked the ethics watchdog that would oversee and make the decision about whether or not he actually has to divest when he engages in this horrific conflict of interest because he has billions in government contracts. And he's now on the cabinet looking into government efficiency and supposedly regulations of his very own business with those billions of contracts. Yeah, they're keeping that ethics watchdog position open until after the election so Donald Trump can win, put a lackey in the job, and then, of course, wave the magic wand to let Elon Musk engage in these.
I mean, it's their old playbook, right? I mean, we've seen them run that play with holding the, I mean, Merrick Garland, Supreme Court, right? That's their play. And the thing is with this, just explaining it, it sounds like something insane. It sounds like you're like, it's like so ridiculous that it can't be true, right? That's too ridiculous. Everything I've just said is literally true. You can find our story at The Lever, and you don't have to trust our story at The Lever. Every fact that we put out that's mentioned in this story, you can link back to government websites, you can link back to the documents, you can see it. This is 100% true. And one last thing I should add, this tax loophole has been used periodically in the past. Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary for George W. Bush, came from Goldman Sachs. He used this tax break to reportedly not have to pay taxes on, it was reportedly roughly about $400-500 million when he came over to the Treasury Secretaryship from being CEO of Goldman Sachs. So people have used this. This is not some crazy idea, some myth. This is real.
It's absolutely stunning. Now, it gets worse because he could avoid ever paying any tax, right?
Right?
Explain to us how this works, David.
Right. So it's technically a deferral. Now, when you defer taxes, you get to keep the money. You don't have to pay taxes. Obviously, you're going to be earning interest on the money. So that's, any tax planner says it, the more you can defer something into the future, the better. But if you put it in, essentially keep it in a mutual fund, in treasury bills, in your trust, earning that interest, et cetera, and you die, you never have to pay. Not only do you never have to pay tax on it,
nobody does.
Taxes on it never have to be paid.
And that's not David's opinion. That's not my opinion. That's from an expert from Holland & Knight, a guy by the name of Bob Rizzi is a tax attorney at Holland & Knight based in Washington, D.C. It is truly shocking. Why do we even have a tax cut like that or a tax loophole like this? I need to call it a loophole because that's what it is. Do we need this in today's government?
I think that's a fair question. And the summary on that is George H.W. Bush's administration said it was harder to get people to come into government if you said to them, we're going to force you to divest and force you to pay a capital gains tax. Now, I can see the argument for that for somebody who is upper middle class, even sort of affluent, but not a billionaire. And the Democrats had legislation to say, listen, this thing can exist. It just, you can't get more than a $1 million tax break on this, right?
So the Democrats tried to limit it to some reasonable amount. Okay.
Absolutely. They said, listen, the principle holds fine. There should be some way that if we force you to divest, you don't have to immediately get hit with a tax bill, and we'll make that tax benefit up to $1 million. Shocker, in the first Trump administration, that bill was blocked.
Oh, I'm shocked. No, I'm not shocked at all, David. Folks, that's my very special guest for today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. His name's David Sirota. He is the co-author of the Academy Award nominated Don't Look Up, Netflix's second largest ever grossing movie. We're talking about government corruption. He is the editor-in-chief and founder of The Lever. He just broke an incredible story about the billion-dollar tax loophole that will benefit one man, Elon Musk, if Donald Trump becomes president. We're going to have more with David when we come back, but I want to try to get in one more question. It seems like these ethics, the things that should just be, of course you have to do this, right? Like just very commonsensical, are sort of optional. Now, what's going on? I mean, we hear about these conflicts all the time. We hear about Congress people trading on insider information, basically, to enrich themselves. What's the problem here, David?
I'm glad you asked, and we should talk about it after the break. There has been a 50-year secret plot to legalize corruption in America, to legalize bribery in America, that we have just completed an 11-part audio series on that I'd love to tell you all about how what you've just described became legal.
That's David Sirota, my special guest today. You want to hear about this 50-year plot to make corruption legal in the United States. We're going to do that when we come back here on Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.